following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're in your car, alone in a parking lot, at night. You hear noises. In a scary movie, you can bet your car wouldn't start. But in the real world, a trip to AutoZone can change your fortunes. They can help you get a Duralast battery with plenty of power. Sorry, creature lurking in the dark. Maybe next time.
Come into AutoZone for the battery advice you need. We'll also recycle any old car batteries you have. Visit your Duralast battery headquarters today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Die. To the West Coast. Die. Keep the party moving. Die. Bud Light, together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Monday morning, Randy Bushcutter with you and Greg Shea here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug is at a family event today. His aunt has passed away, so he's at her funeral. And so we certainly extend our condolences to him, and our thoughts are with Doug. And Greg, thanks so much for joining us on this Monday.
Hey, there we go. See, I haven't been on in a while. I didn't even know how to turn on the microphone. I had enough trouble just getting the headphones unraveled over here. But
it's a nice little knot, so it doesn't go very far. We tied a big knot there.
It's kind of like when you go to the you take out your little earbuds and you wound them up really nice and tight and thinking to yourself, it'll be easy to unravel those and plug them back in the next time you use them, and it never works that way.
Yeah,
somebody in the middle of the night went ahead and tied a knot in it for you.
So I just throw those in the trash. I just kind of give that up, I guess.
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning to you.
Sorry to ruin your opening there.
Hey, not a problem. Big weekend for sports over the weekend. Of course, we had the Bosselman Gus Funner Handicap that took place in Grand Island. Nice win for the Nebraska Danger in indoor football. And, of course, most of the attention is going to be in the NFL, the draft taking place. Greatest local connection was with Brett Maher. He was not drafted, but he has signed a contract with the Jets. He is going to try out in a mini camp coming up in about a week and a half, and he'll have a legitimate shot of making the New York Jets, and that's really about all he can ask for. And we're going to talk with Brett here in just a little bit. Will Compton, we hope to be able to talk to him as well. The two Huskers that were drafted, Rex Burkhead, went to the Bengals in round 6, and Damian Stafford went to the Titans in round number 7, which keeps a streak of, I think it's 24, 25 straight years that a black shirt has been drafted by the NFL. But again, I think most of the attention will be on Burkhead going to the Bengals, and a lot of people will suddenly in the Nebraska area become big Bengals fans because Rex Burkhead carries a lot of cachet in this state.
Yeah, that's I saw that blow up on Twitter when it finally went down, and it was everybody everywhere. Anybody you follow on Twitter, I think, was either retweeting it, and the fact of the matter is, we'll go down as one of the most loved Huskers, certainly, you know, and just the way he played and then the way he handled last year with the injury and just kept fighting and fight. I mean, you just how do you not pull for a guy like that? So both on the field and off the field, what an example. So, yeah, now we just cross our fingers that, you know, he gets the shot. And you know, the thing about that kid, he's going to make the most of whatever it is. Same with Maher. I mean, what a – you know, I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, he will be prepared. And as our producer was, we were chatting a little bit right before you had walked in about him, you know, going to this minicamp. And wow, you know, I mean, I happened to catch an interview with him right before the combine and how he was preparing. And he's such a smart kid.
Yeah.
You know, knowing just exactly what he needs to do to get ready. And that's just my read from, you know, 30,000 feet away. And I'm sure it's even more, you know, intense and involved just from everything I hear about him.
Yeah, and he's got a great opportunity to kick for the Jets, and that's all you can ask.
He's got a heck of a nice dad, you know. That can't hurt.
Yeah, that can't. And, you mentioned the brains. That came from mom. So, you've got that. A great family, and certainly wish the best of luck to Brett. And we're going to talk with Brett here in just a little bit. How are things going with you? Off-season for hockey, but you're kind of building, and you got some shoes you got to get filled, not only with the draft, but also with the coaching staff.
Yeah, it's as they say anymore in this business or any business, it doesn't seem like there is an off season. You know, it just our regular season ended on April 13th, and we had to make some really tough decisions that are always tough when you make some personnel moves. And you know, we're now trying to take that next step. I know our head coach and general manager Josh Houch, he's working behind the scenes diligently to bring forward a couple of assistant coaches, and so he's working hard on that. He's been we've just been bumping into each other in passing. He's been on the road constantly because all of a sudden now he's having to fill a lot of dual roles as far as the head coach and general manager, and then some of that recruiting that happens now right before the draft will be in his hands. We also have a scout who's based in Detroit, so they've been sharing those duties, but a bigger workload than I think than he could have ever imagined that he would have. I think he was in Chicago this weekend. He'll be back in Chicago. The USHL runs a number of combines that they started a few years ago. So a last-ditch opportunity to see all of those recruits or more of those recruits that you might have seen during the high school season or during the midget hockey season. And it'll all come to a culmination on Monday and Tuesday. The big draft is really Tuesday at 4 o'clock. That's the entry-level draft. It's the draft where the players that we take in that draft will most likely have the best shot of playing for our team, and we have the second pick overall. So we're excited about that, and you know, we've got a lot of work to do. You know, I mean, we finished a tough season in last place in our conference, and I don't think anybody ever sets out thinking, you know, that's the way it's going to be. We certainly didn't, and you know, we didn't overcome major injuries. We didn't overcome you know, things that just happen to every sports team. So your question was, has it been busy? Yeah, it's been really busy. But you know, I'm positive, and I feel like we've got a great nucleus of people. We got a great group of guys coming back, so we have no choice but to make things happen. We have to get over the hump here and make the most out of draft day next Tuesday.
One more question, then we'll come back and we'll talk with Brett Maher, who is going to be trying out for the Jets here. But Greg Shea, kind enough to join us, and president of the Storm. Which is the priority? And this is kind of a timing question as much as anything. Which is the priority, finding that extra staff, those assistant coaches, or getting ready for the draft?
Huh, that is a great question. I would say a lot of the homework on the draft has been done. I mean, now you're just trying to cement, is that your list? Is that the group that you're going to go and on draft day? And usually the first couple of rounds, there's not a lot of surprises. I don't think in any draft, even at this level, you know. I'd say right now Coach Algie would tell you his phone, ever since we made some changes at the assistant level, it's been ringing off the hook. And so there's all types of candidates out there, guys that have retired that are professional players, guys that are trying to get back into the coaching ranks. We actually got calls from former players that have just now finished their professional careers that want an opportunity to start coaching. So if I were to say which one's bigger right now, it's probably making sure that those couple of hires are done here in the coming weeks. And it may not be done by next Tuesday. But Coach, I think, feels pretty good about his draft list. And we already have one of the top players in the country coming in as a defenseman in Torrey Dello, who's already committed to Notre Dame. And so and some of those other names that we've been working on behind the scenes, that there's a comfort level when we draft them and that they're going to be committed to being here. So it's probably the assistant coaches getting that hired and done.
All right, fair enough, and that's coming right around the corner. The draft a week from tomorrow, so it's going to come into fruition here pretty quickly.
And you know, even at this level, we've got to go to an interview, but even at this level, when you make a change with your coaches, you got to kind of backtrack because there's parents and players that you've worked with up to this point in preparation for the draft day that have said, now hang on a second here. There's their turmoil. Is there, you know, what's going on there? Do we still want to commit? So the draft, different than I think in a lot of leagues, is that, you know, most of the guys we draft, we've already been working on them to recruit them, and we've pigeonholed where we want to draft them on that particular day. So,
Daddy's Show, and kind enough to join us in a very busy schedule is Brett Maher, former Nebraska kicker, former Bearcat kicker. And Brett, really, really appreciate you taking some time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I know I'm a little tough to get a hold of right now, but I appreciate you guys being flexible and fitting me in when I could.
What are you up to today?
Today I'm kind of making the rounds at a few different schools, talking to a couple different classrooms, and got to go to lunch with my mother here in a little bit before I make the trek back to Lincoln here this afternoon.
Who do you know that gets you into schools here at Kearney?
I got a couple connections.
All right, Brett, I guess the reason we really kind of want to talk to you today is go through the process a little bit of watching the draft, what you did, and your reaction to not hearing your name called when the draft happened.
Yeah, well, I think obviously it was a little bit disappointing. We were definitely hoping for a different result here coming after the draft, hoping to hear our name called, and just kind of things didn't quite work out exactly as we were planning, but I feel really good about the position that I'm in right now and as far as where I'm heading and the opportunity that I'm going to have here at this mini camp, and hopefully be able to go out there and win a job come next fall.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your situation in terms of signing up. You're going to go to that midi camp with the Jets. Nick Folk was the kicker last year. Last year, he had about 78% of his kicks. Is this a competition that you really feel inclined to? I mean, obviously, you're inclined to win it, but do you feel pretty confident heading into that competition?
You know, I do. I feel good about where I am right now, how I'm kicking the ball, what kind of shape I am. And all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a great opportunity for me to go out there and have an open competition and just do as good as I can. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But by no means am I expecting him to go out there and be not very good. I mean, he's been an NFL kicker for 6 or 7 years, and it's definitely going to be a tough battle. So I'm just excited, you know, to have an opportunity. That's all I can ask for at this point in the ball game. So I'm really excited about it.
So this is actually in a mini camp. It's not going to be in the preseason. The competition itself will be in a mini camp.
Yeah, it'll be in a mini camp to start with. It'll be me and another kid. His name's Derek Dimke, who's a year older than me from the University of Illinois. We'll go through like first round of competitions, and then two guys will move on and compete through the preseason, and one of them will be named the starter here in the fall. So it'll be kind of a two-round deal, and just got to keep kicking well and do the best I can.
Well, obviously, you know, the more preparation, the more experience you can have, the better. With that in mind, the football competition, the college competition that you had down in Arlington, Texas earlier this year, do you feel that that's helpful, or does that not really apply here?
No, I think it definitely applies. Anytime you can be around competition, be around the best guys in the business, and kind of compare yourself and get yourself mentally ready for just competing again, especially since, you know, we haven't had a game for a couple months and kind of been out of the season and that kind of stuff. So any chance at competition is always good, whether it's, you know, on a big scale or on a small scale. So that all those things are definitely going to help.
A few more moments with Brett Maher, Nebraska kicker, and now signing with the Jets, heading to a mini camp for a chance to be the starting kicker for New York. Have you heard much from Alex Henry? I know you guys are fairly close. Has he been able to give you some advice heading into this competition?
You know, I have not talked to him yet. I definitely will be in touch with him here over the next week and be picking his brain and kind of see if I can figure out what to be expected headed into it. So I definitely have a lot of good connections and a lot of people that are looking out for me and have my best interests at heart. So it's definitely very reassuring.
Why the Jets, Brett? Were there other options?
Yeah, there were. I'm not going to get into the other teams right now, but we felt like that was the best opportunity for me to go out there and compete and be a starting kicker in the NFL, because that's the ultimate goal of what we're doing right now, to be starting somewhere in the NFL come next fall, next September. So that provides us with a very good opportunity.
Well, certainly, Brett, we don't want to be negative at all, but is this a one-shot deal? If you make the Jets, great. If you don't, are you going to move on, or are you going to keep the dream alive and maybe shop yourself around if it doesn't happen to work out in New York?
You know, I'll definitely keep everything going, keep a positive outlook on it and figure out where my next opportunity is going to be at. And to be honest with you, you know, that part hasn't really crossed my mind at this point in the game. I'm focused on my competition in New York and going out there and putting my best foot forward and moving on and, then moving on to the next competition and doing the same thing. So I don't exactly know how to answer that other than that's not where my mindset is right now, I guess.
Absolutely, and that isn't where your mindset should be. Brett, what are you going to do between now and then? What is kind of your regimen? What's your strategy in terms of, lifting, running, stretching, kicking? What is your daily regimen to get ready for this?
Yeah, things will change up just a little bit. I leave the 9th of May for it, so it's right around the corner. So a lot of my preparation and stuff is already done and been going on here the last couple months. Just have to do some fine-tuning stuff, make sure I'm getting recovered and my leg is fresh and strong for when I go down there, and then just go down there and compete.
What exactly is the date? Is this a one-day deal?
No, it's 3 days. It's I think it's the 9th through the 12th, I believe, are the dates.
Okay, and do you have a rubric, some sort of matrix that you kind of know exactly what they're going to be looking at?
I'll get more into the details of it here coming up in the next week or so. I'll be talking with the Jets kicking coach, special teams coach, and then kind of picking the brains of a couple guys who have been in similar situations and try and get the best feel for it that I have. But right now, the only thing that I know is it's just going to be, lined up head-to-head. Everyone's doing the same thing, same conditions, same footballs. It's just may the best man win. So that's a great opportunity for me.
Well, you can't ask her a whole lot more than that, Brett. And you got a lot going on. You got your graduation. You got your tryout now with the Jets. You got a wedding coming up here. How do you keep it all straight?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for me right now and for my family. And, just kind of remember where you came from and what got you to this point, and remember what your priorities are in life. So I think that, just stay grounded and go about your business in a day-to-day manner and, just let everything else kind of take care of itself.
Well, Brent, I certainly hope you know that you got an entire state behind you and, the city of Kearney. And we care about you enough, Brett, that even a Dolphin fan like me is rooting for you to do very well with the New York Jets. Best of luck to you.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
And that's Brent. And, it is tough for a Dolphin fan like me to root for him. I'm wondering what that moment's like when he's in a Jets uniform, games on the line against the Dolphins.
don't ask me what my decision is going to be at that point. But I'll tell you what, Brett Maher is a kid that's pretty darn easy to root for.
I think you guys broke that story, actually.
That with him going to the Jets?
Yeah.
There was some stuff on Twitter, but we got it out there pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah, well, I just got it on mine. So
there you go. But I'm trying
to give you credit.
I think we had the first interview with him.
Oh, first interview. There we go.
I think we might be able to tip our hat to that. So congratulations to Brett, and we certainly wish him the best of luck in his endeavors. And he's got a lot going on. But like we kind of mentioned, he's got a lot of fallback positions. He'll be able to make something happen. That's for sure. Well, if you need to make sure that you get your system going, well, find out T&L Irrigation Systems. You can, like when you're driving a pickup, you go, you stop over and over again. Well, over time, it causes your pickup's internal parts to wear and tear, costing you money to replace the parts or to buy a whole new pickup. Well, constant starting and stopping is the same technology used in electric pivots. Over time, that causes those breakdowns. You lose time, you lose money, you lose some yield as well. So it's time to make a change to hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation for continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and even less waste for years of proven hydraulic technology that you know and trust, and more importantly, to make life easier on you. No hassles, no more dangerous electricity, no more lack of production from your crops. There's no more wasting of time or money or water. The choice is simple with hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems. Discover the difference by visiting your local T&L dealer or online at TLIRR. That's short for irrigation, TLIRR.com. T&L, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Doug and Daddy right after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month, from gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Welcome to Burger Town. Can I help you?
Yeah. Give me a double chin, love handles, some back fat, and is it true? The Badonkadonk butt is back?
And bigger than ever.
Hook me up.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, celebrate the return of a big-time favorite, the tasty Subway Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken. Or try the chicken teriyaki with spinach, 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive store.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
We'll still see a few isolated showers or sprinkles around early on today, followed by some clearing developing with a high temperature near 80, Wednesday variable at 5 to 15. Tonight with a clear sky, we'll fall off to 51. Right now it's 63.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. During the break, we were talking a little bit about the Kansas City Royals, but our Midtown Mark Cooler question deals with the Kansas City Chiefs. Which of the offseason pickups for the Chiefs was the best? Was it new head coach Andy Reid, trading for quarterback Alex Smith, or the first overall pick in the draft, Eric Fisher? What say you, Greg Shea? Best offseason pickup, Reid, Smith, or Fisher?
I got to go Fisher.
Well, you would be the smallest percentage. You're thinking outside the box. You're not part of that groupthink. That's good. That was only 7% of the responses, and I think I tend to agree with you, but they do say new head coach Andy Reid, and that would be the other one that I would consider. Reid got 60% of the vote. Smith got 33%, and only 7% thought Eric Fisher. So congratulations being outside the box there, Greg. Did Doug McDermott make the right choice?
I just did that to try to generate some enthusiasm on this Monday.
You know, the question came before they had the it would have been the day they had the first. They would have announced the first pick. So, yeah, Reid might be a pretty big deal there. Did McDermott make the right choice returning to Creighton for his senior year? That is today's Midtown Mark Cooler question. Did Doug McDermott make the right choice returning to Creighton for his senior year? His dad, his head coach, who are the same person, certainly would think so. That's a little bit more job security for Daddy McDermott, no doubt about that, because they're going to be a much better team with McDermott than without, that's for sure.
So I get to answer that one?
Sure, go ahead.
I think yes. I think it's a great decision. I think going into a new dad's influence, it maybe or maybe not there. You would think there's just the connectivity of those two, knowing going into that new conference that had to have played into it, and
he admitted that,
and the last game against Duke, that last game, just probably the kid next year, as much as he dominated this year, can you imagine what he's going to do next year?
Well, I think
and can really put Creighton on the map in a new conference.
And I think it'll help his draft choice,
it'll
his
help,
draft pick.
Absolutely.
And I think long term it might make him more money as well. So I would agree with you. But that is our Midtown Mark Cooler question. You can sign up online and get that filled up. And another thing you can get signed up for is a unique event coming up at the Hastings YMCA. They've done this for a couple of years now, but they're having a road rage race. And to talk to us about that a little bit more is Ann Hessler from the Hastings YMCA. Ann, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Well, talk a little bit about the event. I know this is coming up in June, but you guys are taking reservations right now. Explain to us what your road rage event is all about.
Very good. Well, road rage takes place on Saturday, June 29th. It is this crazy event in which we are going to have our bikes take to the track of the Motorsport Park Hastings and ride for 8 hours. It's one of those things that will start at 8 a.m., conclude at 4 p.m., and, you know, if 8 hours is a little bit daunting, like for me as a solo rider, I don't think my little hiney can take it. However, we have a team division. So if you're not in for the solo division, we encourage you to grab a couple of friends. Anywhere from 2 to 6 people can comprise a team and come out to the track, set up your pit box, hoop and holler, party in the pit while your rider is out on the track. And when that person is tired or ready to come in to refuel, you flag that next rider to come out and take the lead for you.
So this is right now kind of, in my mind, seeming a lot like the Relay for Life event and things like that that are somewhat similar, except this is on wheels.
Correct. You know, what's great about this is, you know, we have a lot of great running events here in town. But cycling just doesn't have as much exposure or that much opportunity in this region. So we really want to be able to take that pressure off of those joints and put them on a cycle so they can still challenge their body, but still be safe to their bodies as we get older or as we're just like, you know what, I need something a little bit different. Road rage is definitely that different thing.
You're not really hoping that there's much rage out there. I mean, you know, you don't want to be swapping paint.
No.
You don't want to be swapping paint when you're riding bicycles at all.
We want this to be friendly competition.
Are you guys going to be measuring just how far each team rides in the span of those 8 hours?
Absolutely. We will have prizes awarded to the person in the solo division or the team in the team division that completes the most miles in that 8-hour time frame. So, and how we track this, it's very unique. Just like in racetrack racing, we have got those cars out there. You'll actually be using a transponder, which will track your mileage. It will track how fast you are going and the times. So you will get an accurate split of that rider on the track as you see it unfolding. So teams can kind of get a up-to-date list of who's in the lead or where you're in the pack of the other competitors. But then at the conclusion of the race, we will award those prizes. So it's interesting. You know, we had cyclists come in last year. That was our first year of doing Road Rage. So it'll be fun to see this grow. It was amazing to watch. I believe our first place team ended up logging a little over 180 miles in the event.
Wow.
So a tremendous feat on their part. You know, but it's all about having fun and being out there with your friends, your coworkers, because it's a great time just to come together, have a good time, and not necessarily worry about getting that trophy, although that's great bragging rights, but just coming out and enjoying the day.
And this is Greg Shea helping with the co-host today. What kind of goals do you have as far as number of teams and individuals? Do you have some benchmarks for this first race?
You know, we absolutely, I have my goals, which might be a little bit different, but I would love to see that we have 100 teams out on the track. Now, realistically, we're looking at around 30 teams to come out. And again, teams can be anywhere from 2 to 6 people. And it can be your elite group, or it can be the people who have never tried to be on a bike. This is a nice, smooth track. You don't have to worry about any of the uneven terrain. It's very, very smooth. So I definitely encourage those beginner cyclists to come on out and just try it. You'll really be able to experience your bike on a whole new level when you don't have to worry about the hills and you don't have to worry about gravel or rocks or anything that might compromise a ride. It's just a nice, easy, smooth feel to the bike.
We're speaking with Ann Hessler of the Hastings YMCA about her big event, the Hastings Family Y Road Rage, which is coming up toward the end of June. There's other events associated with just the race itself. You have something going on the night before and other events going on while the race actually takes place. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, we really want to build this atmosphere and this camaraderie. That's the most important thing when it comes to challenging our bodies and finding these different events. Not only is this is Road Rage unique in the fact that it's an 8-hour self-enclosed race, but we also have a social opportunity the night before. Murphy's at the track is going to be catering a pre-race dinner for our participants. So we definitely come on out, fuel up, get ready for it, familiarize yourself with the track. And that takes place on Friday, June 28th. From 6 to 7:30, and we will have the track open so people can bring out their bikes and get a feel for the track firsthand before the event. So that's a nice way to meet the fellow participants as well as pick up your swag bag. Swag bags are given to all the participants in the event, and that's basically just race giveaways and the event T-shirt and last-minute little trinkets that might be needed. So everyone will be able to pick those up Friday night at the dinner, which is held at the MPH Clubhouse. And then, of course, Saturday, June 29th, we have our Road Rage cycling event from 8 to 4 p.m. And our hope is to have a great expo set up in the parking lot of MPH. Have local vendors, whether it be bike retailers or those in the health market, so that people can go around, you know, shop products, shop services, and create those wish lists of different accessories that are out there that we might not be aware of. So definitely the expo will be there from 9 to 4 on Saturday during the event, and we will have lunch being served at the event itself. So certainly Murphy's at the Track will fire up the grill and have hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, you name it, it's going to be out there. So we definitely encourage people to enjoy lunch at Murphy's. But then after all this cycling and craziness on those legs, we have a road rage celebration at the end. So in this post-rage party, we're going to have some live entertainment and just a way to kind of kick back and enjoy the feats of our labor.
First of all, it sounds like a great event. Sounds like very, very cool, very fun. Suppose that Randy, myself, and Jeff want to be in this. What steps do we need to take to get registered? And then is there any restrictions on the bikes themselves, what you're required to, you know, a minimum as far as the you know, the bike of what you need to bring?
You know, the only thing in terms of what to bring for the event is we do require a bike helmet to be worn while in riding. So as long as you have that, it doesn't matter the type of bike. You know, elite cyclists are going to have that top-of-the-line lightweight road bike that is just ideal. You'll fly with that thing. But certainly, come bring out that banana seat bike with a basket on front and just enjoy that day. So certainly, no requirement on what types of bikes are out there as long as it has that two-wheel and you have your own horsepower to make that thing go. In terms of, you know, setting up the pit, we've had teams bring up pop-up canopies, lawn chairs, coolers, just to make it more comfortable for those that are waiting for their turn to take to the track. So certainly whatever keeps you cool and comfortable is the only requirement. You know, if interested in road rage, certainly they can call me at the YMCA at 402-463-3139, or you can check us out online at hastingsymca.net. You know, under our fitness tab, under special events and races, you'll see road rage. You can sign up online right there or download the registration form and mail that in to our Hastings location at 1220 West 18th in Hastings, Nebraska.
And the price is $65 solo rider, team entry $175, but you can divide that up to as many as six riders, so very affordable. Sounds like a lot of fun, Ann. Wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And definitely get your team together. We All want right. you out at road race.
Hey, sounds good, Ann. Appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Randy.
All Greg. Right.
Thank you.
Ann Hessler, the Hastings YMCA. Again, you get more information by going to hastingsymca.net. Look on the fitness tab, and they'll have more information about the road rage.
I'd have to get a bike.
You know, actually, for a team, you only really need the one bike.
Well, that's true. You could, yeah.
You can trade off the bike. It's not like it's the Tour de France.
I'm in.
Here.
I'm
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And I have a light bike. I have one of those. I stumbled onto this thing. And I'll tell you what, if I pedal a bike that weighs more than like the 9 pounds that my bike weighs, it's like, holy cow, how do you move something that heavy? So once you get one of those nice bikes, it's hard to go back.
Do you remember the days when they had the bike bowl?
Oh yeah,
back in the Kearney State
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was out here.
It predates me a little bit, but I knew of his existence.
It was an all-day event,
yeah.
and similar in that there were teams and there were elite. I remember students training all winter and in preparation for that spring bike bowl event, which I think was in April, and I competed
in the school year, yeah.
I competed. I was on a team a couple of times.
There's a difference.
We weren't competing, but we were there. So, yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, and good luck to those folks over in Hastings.
And obviously raising money for a great cause, the Hastings Family YMCA, so certainly wish them the best of luck as well. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a lot of other stuff, including arena football. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, it's the Hurt. When your entire team can get together, isn't it amazing what gets accomplished? Projects that take weeks now take days, done right then and there. But gathering everybody together these days from different locations, time-consuming, really expensive, sometimes it's plain impossible. That's why we use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It makes it easy for your entire team to get together online. whenever you need to, no matter where you are. I'm in San Diego, you're in Albany, he's in Midland, Texas. We're all together with GoToMeeting. You share the same screen, so you stay on the same page. And the built-in HD video conferencing makes your online meetings just like being in the same room. I've done it. It's incredible. Simple to launch or join a meeting from anywhere using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. We love GoToMeeting. We've used it before and recommend it. Right now, try it free for a month, 30 days. Don't wait. Special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. Remember to use the promo.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll still see a few isolated showers or sprinkles around early on today, followed by some clearing developing with a high temperature near 80, Wednesday variable at 5 to 15. Tonight with a clear sky will fall off to 51. Right now it's 63.
And welcome back to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. You know, it's toward the end of the month. That means the folks at Midway Chevrolet, they need to kind of hit those end of the month quotas, and they are going to make you a great deal because they have 2.9% financing for 72 months on all new vehicles with approved credit. Now, usually when you have these incentivized financing deals like 0%, 1.9, 3.9, all that, you have to get the rebates from the manufacturers. They go to the dealer. Well, they have huge news for this month. Midway is offering incentivized rates with approved credit, and you also get to have the Midway hassle-free price. And so they're going to make you a great deal. And again, toward the end of the month, a perfect time to pick up a new 2013 Silverado 1500s. They have up to $9,500 off and 1.9% financing for 72 months or 3.9% financing for 84 months with approved credit. 2013 Ram 1500s up to $9,000 with your qualifying trade, and again 1.9% financing for 72 months or 3.9 for 84 months again with approved credit. And 2013 Chrysler Town & Country's up to $4,200 off and 1.9% financing 72 months, 3.9 for 84 months with approved credit, making you some great deals at Midway, a better way, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check out their inventory at thinkmidway.com. And obviously coming up this week, another big race. We had the Bossman Gus Vonner Handicap on Saturday, the huge race that takes place every year, and it's always a sure sign of spring, is the Kentucky Derby. And we have a local event that is going to be piggybacking on that a little bit. To talk to us about it from the Kearney Children's Museum is Tanya Wagner. And Tanya, appreciate your time. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on with your connection with Churchill Downs here.
Well, what we're doing is we decided to take the most exciting 2 minutes in sports and wrap it into a fundraiser for the Kearney Area Children's Museum. So what we're doing down at Crave, we're having a fundraiser on Saturday the 4th from 3 to 7, where you can come down and get in on the action.
And what you're giving away, some of what you're giving away, is an even better experience for the Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby for next year. Let's cut to the chase here. What can we win here?
Well, what we're going to do is, during the live auction, we're going to auction off all of the 20 horses that will be running in the Kentucky Derby. And the top three winners, the first winner will win a round-trip package to Churchill Downs. It won't be for the actual Derby, but nonetheless, it's a pretty sweet package. You and a friend or spouse, if you want to take your spouse or a buddy, you'll be having a round-trip trip, and a VIP suite to the jockey suite there, and you'll have a race in your honor and hotel stay, and you'll just be treated VIP-like.
So it would be the Greg Shea race, Shea sweepstakes, and you get to be in the winner's circle after a race at Churchill Downs.
Yes, with it in your honor.
That'd be kind of a neat deal.
It will be.
It's like on my bucket list, my sports bucket list, so why not? It just will be this. I should win this.
You should. You should really be there.
So this is all for the Children's Museum.
For the Children's Museum, yes. And then the second place horse will win a trip to Vegas, and that will include a travel voucher and a timeshare there. And then the third place winner will win a trip with your friends in a limo to Fawner Park in their upper deck area.
Wow.
And that obviously would be for next year.
Yes.
Yeah, because since their season's already wrapped up. But a great kind of horse racing theme for this.
It is. And then we have some great auction items as well. And mint juleps.
You can't have that. And our hat's going to be judged, because that's another Kentucky Derby thing. You got to wear the hats.
Yes, we do have a prize for the best dressed man and the best hat for the ladies.
There you go.
Let me just real quickly commend Tanya. You know, Tanya and I are friends, and one, I just am amazed at all of the stuff that you are involved with, but with passion, and it's really kind of cool. So the Children's Museum's got to be really happy, and I'm sure excited to have you involved. And Kentucky Derby, I mean, I've been to a couple of your Kentucky Derby parties, so I'm sure if this is any indicator or resemblance, this is going to be a great time on Saturday. And for those folks, is there a cap on how many people? More the merrier. How does one, if they're sitting there right now thinking, hey, I don't have plans yet for the big race on Saturday, and I think it is that one, it's that one race, it's that one sporting event. You stop what you're doing to watch it. Why not plan to be involved? Make it an event in Kearney, Nebraska, where you can go and do something right here in our town, and it's for the good of the Children's Museum. So how do you answer that question in terms of how do you get involved if I'm sitting there right now or driving my car?
You know, I think the more the merrier. If you want to get tickets, you can call the Children's Museum at 698-2228. You know, we have a ton of other activities as well going on there when you're waiting up for the big 2 minutes to happen. There's a wine and bourbon toss and all kinds of other fun games that'll be going on throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, and the Children's Museum just continues to grow and grow and grow. The more exposure, people just absolutely love going out there.
It is, and this is the seventh year of this event. And, I mean, last year alone, the Children's Museum had over 46,000 visitors to the museum. So it is growing, and it's a great place for the kids to go and families.
Yeah, and this would be a good family kind of event, too. I mean, a little bit more of an adult spin to it than what the Children's Museum is. But
well, and Thursday night, actually, at the museum, we're having a pint-sized derby for the kids. So you kind of get the family thing. The kids can get their fill on Thursday night, and then Saturday afternoon, the parents can find a sitter and come and have some relaxing time.
What was the bourbon toss? What did you say about that?
Well, you know, the kids usually will do their ring tosses with the liters of soda, but we have a wine toss and a bourbon toss, so you can
Kentucky bourbon. There you go.
Toss your rings and ring a bottle of bourbon or a bottle of wine.
There you go. Well, like I say, a little bit more of an adult spin for the Children's Museum, but really some great prizes. That trip to Churchill Downs or Vegas or to Grand Island, win, place, or show, you just have to buy the right horse.
Absolutely.
Well, do you have a favorite so far? Have you looked at the field yet?
I don't yet. I kind of like some of the different names, like Governor Charlie or, I haven't decided. I'm not going to give away my pick yet.
But. You don't want to give away your bidding strategy in terms of buying the right horse.
No.
All right.
So do you have just one last? Do you have to have tickets in advance? Or can you show up at 3 o'clock? I mean, you'd probably like to have an idea how many people are going
to
be there.
You always, with any event, you'd like to have some knowledge of who's coming. But at the same time, you know, if somebody wants to come, we're going to welcome you in the door and hand you your jewel up when you get there.
Okay. I was going to get the phone number from you again. And can you kind of make some contacts online as well?
Yes. It's 698-2228. And if you go to the website, it's the KearneyKidZone.com.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right, KearneyKidZone.com. Awesome. Tanya, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
See you, Tanya.
Bye-bye.
Well, congratulations. That's going to be a great event. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I keep wanting to talk about arena football with Greg here. We're going to talk about that when we and we'll wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get to Subway for the Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken $6 foot-long special. Tender pulled chicken topped with smoky sweet barbecue sauce on freshly baked bread. It's slow-cooked, but going fast. So try the Smokehouse Barbecue Chicken $6 foot-long special. Another tasty, low-fat way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Plus tax. Fat content refers to sub on Italian or nine-grain wheat bread prepared to standard recipe. See Subway.com for nutritional information.
ShopWheelerDealer.com is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses anytime, not just 2 hours a week. ShopWheelerDealer.com, where you'll find dozens of gift certificates. Shop and buy 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. Type ShopWheelerDealer.com in your internet browser or click on the website link on ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll still see a few isolated showers or sprinkles around early on today, followed by some clearing developing with a high temperature near 80, Wednesday variable at 5 to 15. Tonight with a clear sky, we'll fall off to 51. Right now it's 63.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
It's a good Monday song.
This is a good Monday song to get your week started.
Little Jimmy Buffett. Randy Bushcutter, Greg Shea with you here on the Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. And we're looking at the NHL playoffs a little bit, a couple of hockey fans here. And you and I didn't realize it at the time, but we shared an experience on Friday night. Both of us went to our first Danger game, won by the Danger 69-66, final play of the game. Couldn't ask for a whole lot better way to be introduced to the league that the Danger play in, because that was a lot of fun. That was an interesting game.
Very interesting game, and a former Loper. It was Kyle Kaiser.
Yeah,
was a wideout for the Colorado team. Yeah, I had not been to a game, wanted to go, but just hadn't made it over for the fact that we've either had events or our own games, and in the end, just never made it over. So I finally made it over on Friday night, and for my first game. It ended in a dramatic fashion with the Danger kicking a field goal. Nice product. Really had a great time. I appreciate the opportunity. I visited with Charlie Bosselman, the owner, and know that obviously whatever Charlie touches usually is turned to gold, and you know how significant their family and their businesses are to Central Nebraska and really the entire state of Nebraska. So it's neat for them to have another successful venture with the Danger. Of course, they've got, you know, so many companies and have really contributed to horse racing, as you mentioned earlier, the big race that took place on Saturday. So I enjoyed it. I had not seen an indoor game in person since going back to the days that the Diesel were here. So it was a fun experience.
Well, that was a product, obviously, that was at your arena, the Vero Events Center, and there's been some discussion that arena football might make its return to the arena. I think it's pretty preliminary with that. Where exactly does that stand from your perspective? Because you're not looking to own a team, but you guys would be the landlords.
Well, and I don't even know. Yeah, I guess the only thing I can say is that I think we've been asked that question, and I don't know. Haven't had any in-depth discussions, to be honest. It would be, I think any event center, any building that wants dates. You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. We're all looking for dates. So we have a hockey team that we own, and that's 30 dates, with no preseason or postseason. That's 30 dates. And then you've got, you're only going to get so many concerts in this part of the country and other special events. So that would be something to look at, and if you go back a number of years ago, we had both a successful hockey venture and there was a successful, say what you want, but I think the Diesel was a really great product that
attendance was pretty
good. Attendance was very solid, and the nice thing is you can have both, because the football, there's a little overlap at the end, but it's basically a spring summer deal. So I know no more than that. We've not had any discussion. We're just keeping our ears open.
And again, it does work out timing-wise. I mean, obviously there might be some jostling that might have to happen when the Storm are in the playoffs in terms of trying to work all that out. But those are not insurmountable obstacles to overcome.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's to me, it's a something really attainable that you can do. I always find it interesting. Yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, the Celtics played in the afternoon against the Knicks, and then last night the Bruins played their last regular season NHL game. 2.5 hour changeover between the two games. I thought that was pretty cool. And that happens in major markets all the time, L.A., New York, Chicago, what have you. So just a little sidebar. Yeah, it's definitely doable. It's not that, it's not that big a deal.
In the old Boston Garden, I remember a couple of times, a couple of different things happened with them when the Celtics were really good and playing in June in the NBA Finals and that sort of thing. A couple of times the ice that the court was sitting on top of melted because the building wasn't cooled as well as it needed to be for a fairly hot June day.
I remember that.
And it made for very interesting playing conditions. And there was another time when the Bruins were playing and it started to create fog.
Yeah.
It rolled in and they were playing hockey in fog, and the fog was about a foot and a half. You couldn't see the puck. Nobody could, unless you had the puck, you had no idea.
I'm not sure we have any better dehumidification system in our building, but I remember that. I remember exactly. I'm thinking late 80s, something like that, or even mid 80s. I remember seeing the pictures of them wiping up the floor because of the condensation coming up from the melting ice, and then the hockey game where they basically had to stop play because the fog just kept building in the facility.
Yeah, the Bears had that big fog bowl game against the Eagles in the playoffs that one year, and then the Bruins had the fog game in hockey. The NHL playoffs getting started. Started this week, Penguins, the top seed in the East, the Blackhawks, the top seed in the West. You and I, pretty good hockey fans. Obviously, you do it for a living. I do it just for fun. And neither one of us really have a great opportunity. You're a little bit busier than I am to watch a lot of NHL over the course of the years. But I'll tell you what, I just don't know anybody's going to beat the Blackhawks. When I take a look at the bracket, I don't know anybody's going to beat the Blackhawks.
Blackhawks are going to be tough. I'm going to be watching the Blues. Jaden Schwartz, who played here a few years ago for the Storm and then went on to play two seasons at Colorado College, scored two goals the other night, as a matter of fact, against the Blackhawks. And the Jeff and I were talking about that before we went on air. So I'm going to be watching the Blues. It's hard to bet against the Penguins. I haven't heard if they've cleared Sidney Crosby yet to play. So if he hasn't been cleared, don't forget, last year the Kings, they came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, will this be the year that the Islanders come out of nowhere? I doubt it, but you never know. That's why they play them, right?
Yeah, and more so in the NHL than any other level of professional sports, do you get those lower seeded teams, those 8 seeds, those 7 seeds. It seems like every year one of the 2 8 seeds wins the opening series. I mean, it's probably not true that it's every year one of them does it, but it's been true, I think, for the last 5 years.
NHL does hit. Yeah, there's it's happened. It's certainly not going to look like it's going to happen in the NBA right now, but the NHL, there have been some surprises. And so I can't believe we've gone this whole time we've not talked about Tim Tebow.
Oh, it's a nice respite.
I just had to throw it out.
You know, and I did not feel inclined to ask Brett Maher about the Tebow situation. But
I even pulled some stats this morning thinking about this show. He's played in 7% of their total plays. The experiment cost the Jets $4.1 million.
Saw that one.
And his fat head, you know, the big wall stickers, today went on discounted to $47.90, which was the same as his completion rate. I thought those were some fun statistics that came out of Darren Revell, a guy from ESPN writer, does a lot of the sports business material, was tweeting out a number of things about that this morning as they made it official that they had released him. Obviously, he's going to do fine in whatever he does, even if it's not the
college
NFL.
Football analyst.
Yeah. He'll surface regardless.
I think he'll find a team somewhere. It's a question whether or not he's going to be playing quarterback for him or tight end. Sounds like he doesn't want to do anything besides play quarterback. I don't know. Maybe you go to Canada. Problem is, in Canada, you only get three downs to go 15 yards. You got to throw the ball, and that has not been his strong suit, which is why he hasn't been. He's been in 7% of their plays, and. And nice guy. You hope something good happens to him, but I think the Jets kept him 1 year longer than they needed him.
Yeah, I still didn't understand it, and I guess the Jets didn't understand it either.
Yeah.
So that's why they finally, you know, I don't think anybody's surprised by it.
Well, their offensive coordinator is a former head coach of the Dolphins, okay? With the Dolphins, he brought in the Wildcat. Ronnie Brown threw more passes for him than he did as offensive coordinator when he had Tim Tebow as one of his quarterbacks.
Somehow we knew this was going to come back to the Dolphins.
It always does.
Always comes back to the Dolphins with Randy.
Always does. It always does. There's always a way to make that connection in there somewhere. But think about that. Ronnie Brown threw more passes for the offensive coordinator of the Jets than did Tim Tebow. There you go. There's your fact of the day.
You know, I thank you for having me on. I don't think I brought any value to the show today,
but
you know what? I always have fun, and it's always great to talk sports.
It is. You know, it's a lot of fun to do the show as well, and Greg, appreciate your time. And, you know, again, there's no heavy lifting, so we'll have you back.
I'm sure they'll be on the air tomorrow.
Absolutely. We didn't close the place down. I got to say, before we go out the door, I want to say happy birthday to my son, 15 today. He does have his learner's permit. You've all been warned. We'll be back at it tomorrow, the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, I want to thank Ann Hessler of the Hastings YMCA and Brett Maher for joining us, as well as Tanya Wagner from the Kearney Children's Museum. We'll be back tomorrow in about 23 hours right here on ESPN.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.